Hey guys, this is Everest Utopia, and this is the aftercare audio, I guess, technically, aftercare slash safe word audio for the rape seminar. I didn't go into this with a plan or a script. So first off, if you are somebody who is made, is or was made uncomfortable or frightened or upset by this content, first off, I would like to issue an apology. It's never my intent to make people feel uncomfortable. I understand that there are people who listen to some of my content despite knowing that it's not what they're into. And I would like to tell you that I appreciate that so much. It is terrifyingly meaningful to me that somebody would put themselves outside of their comfort zone to listen just to something that I make. You don't have to do that. It's so flattering. So like this in part is for you. So thank you very much for that. This is not a real thing. As far as I'm aware, there are no seminars of people like grabbing people off the street and, you know, forcing them to, commit sexual acts in front of a crowd or anything like that. This is a completely fictional scenario that I made up a long time ago. We'll talk about this some other time. That's commentary, not aftercare. But if you are uncomfortable, that's valid and that's okay. And you're currently, I can assume, in a place where if you were listening to this audio, it means like, you know, that stuff is gone. It can't get you. It's not real. So I know I'm directing the beginning of this audio to the people who might not have liked this, but I think I'm always going to start with that. But as we move into the bulk of the aftercare discussion, I would like to try to switch it up. Last time we left the second group of people for a second, and I would kind of like to give them an opportunity to be discussed or talked with or at. It kind of feels weird to say talking at, even though that's what's happening. Talked, spoken with first is for the people who did enjoy this and for whatever reason stumbled into the aftercare audio or just like wanted a bit of aftercare, which is valid, right? First off, so this is towards the people who did enjoy the scenario. A, thank you for listening. I really appreciate that. B, you are valid for enjoying this kind of content. Like I said before, it's a fantasy. And it's okay to have that fantasy, whether you're somebody who like wanted to be in the audience or like wanted to be the victim in this scenario. That's all okay. As long as we understand, like, we understand that there are people who, you know, are negatively affected by these things and we're sensitive towards them, but, like, I don't think that can take away your own personal, private, and safe enjoyment of stuff like this. I am personally an enjoyer of stuff like this. I would, honestly, like, if somebody put out, like, a gender-bend fucking version of this script, like, I would listen to their shit, like, right away, you know? So I'm right there with you. As an enjoyer of this like non-consensual content, both from the like the aggressor standpoint and from the receiving standpoint. So I mean, honestly, like that's kind of the best that I can do as far as validating is going, like, yeah, me too, right? Like I too enjoy this. So I think sometimes there are people who feel bad, right? Like they think, you know, this is stuff that we talked about in the last aftercare and stuff that I will probably cover in every aftercare, right? Is for people who come out of this and they liked it, but like some part of it like feels wrong to them. Like it feels like they shouldn't have, or like it feels like they're bad for enjoying it. Like, no, like you're not, you're fine. And if you didn't like it, that's also valid, you know? It's a little presumptuous to assume, I think, that people will enjoy this, but, oh gosh, is my microphone? Okay, it's fine. Okay. Again, I'm going to try to make sure these are unedited because I want my unfiltered self to come through in these as much as possible. But yeah, for the people who may have been made uncomfortable. Man, should I start making two separate? I think we're going to start making two separate audios. That'll be a thing moving forward. Forgive me this time. I think the next time I put out darker and or non-consensual content, I will probably make two separate aftercare audios. That's how we're going to do it. We're going to make one for people who liked it, and we're going to make one for people who didn't like it. But I will timestamp. I will timestamp this one, I hope. If this audio goes up and it's not timestamped with, like, this is for you, or this is the section that was for what people, somebody just yell at me in the comments and I'll do it. Okay, so for the people who, for anybody who is, like, uncomfortable from listening to this, again, I appreciate you so much, and I am sorry that you feel that way, and I recognize and acknowledge and accept that. I'm never, ever, ever, ever going to judge somebody for not liking something in that way. And again, like, I'm not an expert in, like, personal, like, things like this. So this is just me doing my best. But, like, if there are things that this, like, triggered you on, I just want you to know that it is not okay for you to be treated in any way that the speaker in that audio treated the listener. Rape is something in real life that I deem to be, like, highly, highly, highly unacceptable. No negotiation. And if that's something that you're struggling with, then again, I apologize. Oh gosh, I was going somewhere with this. And it's not your fault, I think, that's where I was going, is like, you know, this is something that, right, if I were to look at that audio from, like, an outside perspective, I'd be like, yeah, like, it's completely the fault of the speaker that this whole thing is happening, you know, like, the listener, the victim, I suppose, for lack of a better word, right, didn't do anything wrong, they don't deserve this, and if, you know, this is something that triggers you, again, I'm not an expert on this kind of thing. The best I can do is tell you that you don't deserve to be treated that way. And if this audio made you feel that way, that's sort of what this aftercare is for, is to sort of snap you out of that. Is like, you know, this is not an okay thing. And should I, like, include a hotline or something? I think I did that for a different one. I don't know. I just think it's important for you to hear from the person putting this kind of stuff out there that it's unacceptable in real life, right? Like, we started this time with the people who enjoy it, right? It's fine, I think, if they want to enjoy it as a fantasy, but bringing this kind of behavior outside of that fantasy is not okay. And I hope, with all of my heart, for it just sounds so cheesy, but I mean it that way, that, like, this isn't something that you have encountered or, like, have to encounter in the future. And again, I really, if this was a difficult audio for you to run into in any way, I just want you to know how heavily I appreciate you still taking a drop in to listen either way. I've never taken that lightly. Every time someone, like, comments, and, like, even if it's offhanded and they're like, this is not normally what I'm into, but I decided to give it a listen, I'm like, okay, like, that's a huge thing for me, right? And if they enjoyed it, great. But like, also, if you didn't enjoy it, like, that means just as much to me. So like, not enjoying this stuff is just so valid to me as a behind the scenes, like the human being behind all the audios. And I hope that just me speaking here normally like this is helpful as far as separating that sort of the sort of scenario or those kind of acts from what reality is. I like want to ramble about the audio, but honestly, like this is an aftercare audio, so I will put the rambles in the notes, in the author notes, and take care. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you are all well. Goodbye.